People don't usually impress me, but then again, I never met Cindy Livesey. Hi there, I'm Kim Komando. You're the person that I've always wanted to be in my life.
It's not that hard.
Really?
Really.
Cindy's story starts out like so many others. She and her family were living paycheck to paycheck, just scraping by. She describes paying the family's bills as a delicate balancing act.
We lived above our means. We just, we thought we could afford everything. We could keep up with the Joneses, and we lived way above our means, and we got ourselves into a lot of debt. And we were always able to juggle our money and pay this and pay that, and we'd, you know, if we needed money, we would use the grocery money to pay this bill, and then we'd charge the grocery. You know, it just always worked. We just were living in it, and it just always worked. We didn't have to worry about it because we always had a job. And then my husband lost his job twice in 1 year, and the second time was when the economy started taking a turn. And we had kids in college, one starting college, and we had a lot of debt. And that's when reality kicked in. And we were like, what the heck were we thinking? We didn't even know what we were doing. We were just living our lives and going about our business. And we were in so much debt. And when I realized how much money we were spending, well, I didn't know how much money we were spending because we didn't have a budget. So I had to take a real hard look at what we were spending. And I was amazed that we were spending as much as we were. And the most expensive line item was our groceries.
At first, Cindy says she was shocked. They were spending $15,000 a year on groceries. That boils down to just under $300 a week for a family of five. May not sound like much, but it's a lot when you're not making any money. Something had to change.
I had to cut, and we were making cuts everywhere, and the groceries had to be cut, and I had no choice, and I had to figure it out. And I had to figure it out fast.
That's when Cindy started clipping coupons.
I wound up saving $11,000 a year that first year.
That's impressive.
On my groceries. And that alone is what, along with other things, that alone is one of the biggest reasons that we were able to make it through that unemployment. And then once he found work, we had this renewed sense of how to handle our finances, that we continued with it like that for another 3 years, and we paid off all of our debt in that 3 years, and it all started from couponing.
Cindy knows the value of a dollar and continues to use coupons every single day. In fact, it's pretty rare to find her in the supermarket without her coupons or her couponing apps. She even teaches others to coupon correctly. She has a website, livingrichwithcoupons.com, and she's written a book with the same title. Cindy says using coupons and saving money isn't hard. In fact, it's kind of fun.
It's like a treasure hunt, trying to put all of the different deals together, getting every savings you possibly can. It's fun.
Okay, so when we talk about couponing, that's one thing. I mean, I always feel, when I do like an online checkout, that if I don't Google whatever the site is, along with the words promo code, that I'm just a fool, right?
Right.
Because in the 10 seconds that it takes to find a promo code,
right,
you could save 10 bucks sometimes.
That's exactly right.
Or 50 bucks.
Right. It doesn't, with the technology the way it is, it's so accessible to everybody. Everything. It's coupons for online shopping, coupons for groceries. It's just easy to get.
I always thought like coupons are kind of a hassle. Is it a hassle?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, when you're first, you know, I used to be years ago, I used to be that coupon clipper where I would clip a few coupons and put them in my pocketbook and go to the store and, you know, try to remember that they were in there. Most of the time I would get home and I would have forgotten that I had, you know, a few coupons in there, and I'd find them, and they would have expired, and I would have saved $5. And I don't know, I used to think, is this really worth it? But when you get to a point where you really coupon and use strategies such as stocking up when things are on the lowest price, it becomes so easy to do and so second nature. And half the times you hardly need to go food shopping during a week because you have enough stock. You're just going for your produce and maybe some meat and things like that.
So there's a strategy behind it.
There is a strategy, and when I say the strategy out loud, I give coupon workshops, and I just wrote a book about it called Living Rich with Coupons. I talk about it in such basic terms that it almost sounds like, why didn't I just know this before? So I almost feel like people should know this, but I didn't do it. And it's just waiting, using that coupon and waiting until the product is at its lowest price, then using the coupon and using multiple coupons that you've either printed or you've gotten in your inserts or you've gotten from a coupon app or a combination if you can, if it's allowed, meaning you can't use multiple coupons on one product, but you can use coupon app rebates with coupons and things like that, and getting them at their lowest price and stocking up on that item.
That's a lesson that Melanie Prestino learned. She started couponing about 4 years ago, and she's never looked back.
I was looking to find out ways on how to save a little extra money and what else could I be doing to do that for my family. And that's when I started to find out about ways of not only buying something on sale, but using a coupon in conjunction with the sale and being able to stack all these different offers together at the same time. And that's how I'm able to save all this extra money that I wasn't doing before, just buying something on sale.
The system to save big cash at the grocery store is simple. Cindy says it takes a second or two to think about it and get organized. Melanie agrees and adds, at first, buying with coupons could be a bit overwhelming.
There's so many great deals that are out there listed that it is overwhelming. So what you tend to do is try to pick one store to practice with. So that's what I did. And I found that that seemed to work really good for me as a beginner, is not get so overwhelmed by trying to get every deal that she's advertising that's out there, because it's very hard to do a lot at one time when you're starting out. So you just kind of have to learn to just take it easy. Just be excited that you do one store at a time. And then once you build up your confidence with it and feel comfortable doing it, then I think you could add on more stores and save a lot more money.
If you have a box of cereal, and say it's, you know, a box of cereal that your family uses quite often, and it's regular price at $3.99, and you don't have any in your stockpile, and you have to buy a box, you have to spend $3.99 for that box of cereal. But if you had a $1 coupon and you used that $1 coupon, and when it was at full retail price, you're saving a dollar, but you're still paying $2.99 for that product. But if you waited for that product to go on sale, say at $1.99, which is a normal sales price for a box of cereal, and then use that coupon, you're down at 99 cents. That's a stock up price. So you don't want to buy one. You want to buy 4 or 8 if you have enough coupons for that to stock up, because having a stockpile, and I don't mean turning your house into a mini mart by any stretch of the imagination.
You know what? That's what I was saying. I'm like, oh my gosh, I in my pantry, I don't have enough room for 4 boxes of Cheerios, I think. But
well, a lot of couponers have in their basement and a closet set aside, a stock of items that are important to their family.
And that maybe don't have expiration dates?
Well, I mean, what you want to do is only stock up for about 3 months.
I see.
All you need is about 3 months of what your family would use. So if you're stocking up, I just want to show you the power of this small stockpile. You stocked up on that at 99 cents a box. Next week, it goes on sale, or actually, let's say 2 or 3 weeks from now, it goes on sale for $2.49. You don't have to spend $2.49, even though it's a decent price, on that, because you have it in your stockpile. So it puts you in control of how much you're going to spend on that product.
Cindy says to use coupons and only buy when your inventory is low. It'll help you control your own destiny. Melanie says she enjoys controlling her own destiny. Her pantry is stocked with products, and she knows exactly what's inside.
I have everything from dried goods, cereal boxes, canned goods, frozen meats, frozen waffles, frozen pancakes, frozen vegetables, apple juice, iced tea, you know, things of that nature, just things that we really use every day, that I'm just making sure that when it's on sale that I buy enough to keep my pantry to last me for a few weeks.
Cindy believes couponing does a lot more than only save you cash. It can actually improve your outlook on life itself.
It empowers you. You're in control of how much you're spending. That's the importance of the stockpile and stocking up when it's at its lowest price, rather than just going each week and buying what you need. Get it at its lowest price.
What are some of the amazing coupons that you've found lately?
They had an awesome deal on bottled water. It happened to be a bottled flavored water. It was a splash. It was called Nestle Splash. I mean, we were getting them for, with coupons and store promotions, we were getting them for better than free. When you got money back from the store, it wound up being a small moneymaker.
Oh, gosh, so, really?
Yeah. So I'm stocked up with water. I don't have, my garage is not filled with it, but I have a small section in my garage. Just, you know, I don't know, I probably have about 20 six-packs there. I don't have to, not that it's a necessity. Water, you know, I can drink tap water, but for company and sporting events and things like that, when you need to grab a bottle quickly, whatever, I have it there. I don't have to worry about going out and buying a 24-pack at full price. So it's just, my point is, it's very empowering when you are able to stock up on these products at a lower price, because it puts you in control of how much you're spending on those items.
And you know, Cindy, that it sounds so simple, but until you actually explained it, I never would have thought of that.
Well, that's the funniest thing. When you sit back and I say it to people, it sounds so basic, but people don't look at it that way. I didn't either.
When you talk about olives and cereal, all that stuff is great on the shelves.
Right.
But what about meat and produce?
Well, there, you know, I know my price point. And that's one thing I always tell couponers, especially newer couponers, is know your price points on your meat and your produce. But it's not like you would get on cereal and things like that. I do recommend to people to shop in season. And if you love red peppers, you know, you don't want to buy red peppers in January. But if you're in the middle of, you know, August and September, when red peppers are in season and they're better priced, get a bunch of them, chop them up, freeze them, and you have them all season long, and you're not forced to pay $3.49 a pound in the middle of January when you want to use it in a recipe. So it's just being smart as far as that's concerned. So and again, as I said earlier, you're saving so much money on your boxed items and things, your health and beauty items and your household products, like your paper goods and your cleaning products, that it frees up all of your money and you can spend it all on your produce and your meat.
Looking at your website right now, livingrichwithcoupons.com, and I see that you have your shopping trip where you went to ShopRite and Costco.
Yep.
And there's free pumpkin carving patterns, which is just amazing. Windex trigger spray cleaners, only 99 cents at Target. Mm-hmm. Gerber food, Second Foods at Rite Aid. Now, there's one here at the bottom that I never would have thought of. Butterball turkey bacon, just 74 cents at Walgreens.
Yep.
I don't see me buying turkey bacon at Walgreens. Is that...
Gotta have an open mind. Think outside the box. You know, there are so many different ways to save, and who would think you would save money at Walgreens on turkey bacon?
Thinking outside of the box is important. Cindy also believes it's important to keep a list of grocery stores in your neighborhood and know exactly where they're located.
I have a certain amount of stores that I visit regularly.
and they're on my little route, as I call it, or I drive down one highway by my house and I loop around, and they're all in the same area. If a store like, say, Walgreens or something isn't on my loop, I just skip those and I pass up those deals. So, you know, if you're going by one and you need turkey bacon, head in there and get turkey bacon for 74 cents. What a deal, right?
Now, we mentioned Butterball is a great brand.
Right.
Do you have to give up some brand loyalty when you start couponing?
Yes and no. I mean, it depends on your budget. If your budget is very tight, then you may have to. If you are just trying to save money, there's no reason to, because there are thousands of brands, and you can't possibly be brand loyal to every single different product out there. Like, for instance, paper towels and cleaning products and toilet paper and shampoo. I mean, out of those that I just selected, maybe one of them you're brand loyal to. Maybe you love one brand of paper towels, but you don't really care about shampoo, whatever is on sale. So you can spend a little bit more money and wait for the sales on that brand of paper towels that you are interested in. So it depends. It depends on what you're willing to save. If you really need to cut and save a ton, like when I first started couponing, I had no choice. I had to cut every penny everywhere. So I could not be brand loyal. I had to save wherever I could, and it didn't matter. But then as we became employed again and we had gotten rid of our debt and things like that, I loosened up that budget. So now I'm more brand loyal on yogurts, for instance. We happen to only like certain brands of yogurts. But back then, I didn't care which it was. I just needed it to put food on the table.
Now, what about the big box stores? I'm talking about the ones that, like Costco and Sam's Club, where they say, you know, you have to go buy a half a pallet of Cheerios or toilet paper if that's what you're going to get. I like to refer to Costco as the $500 club, because there's no way you get out of there for less than $500, because then you're walking around, you're like, oh my gosh, I've always wanted a Vitamix.
Right.
Or I need four Swifters.
Right. Well, you should do my trick. I send my husband, so that I don't get sidetracked, because there are certain items there that are better. You know, we get mostly our eggs there and our almond milk. I get we buy pure maple syrup. I get it from there. So there are items that I do like buying from there, and our nuts and things like that, just because their pricing is better, and these are items that don't have coupons. So I do that. I send my husband a lot because I'm always too tempted, and he couldn't be bothered. He just walks in, gets what he needs, and leaves.
Well, I wish I could send your husband and not mine, because my husband just came home last week with Christmas decorations. And I looked at him and I said, I don't know if you've checked the calendar lately, but I don't know where we're going to put these. We haven't even put up Halloween.
Oh, that's funny.
Also funny, those couponing shows where shoppers are leaving the store with cart after cart after cart of groceries. I've always wondered this myself, because I've seen those television shows where they talk about extreme couponing.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between couponing, extreme couponing, and are those TV shows true and accurate?
No, they're not. The policies that the stores have in place do not allow you to do those kind of shopping trips. I mean, you go to stores and there's limits as to how many coupons you can use per product, per transaction, I should say. So a lot of stores have a limit of like four coupons for products. So if you buy four boxes of cereal, cereal, let's say, you can only use four coupons. So there's no way you can buy those kind of quantities that they show. And plus, who needs those kind of quantities? You don't need to get 100 packs of mints, at one time. It's
strategic shopping. It's not that kind of extreme shopping. So you can't even do that at the stores. It's not realistic. And you don't need to turn your house into a mini mart. You know, it's you do need a stockpile, but you don't need to have your living room look like, you know, you should be having people come in and selling products because you have so much of it. It goes bad too. Who needs all that stuff?
Right.
Yes, it's great to donate, and I can, with the amount of stock that I have, which is so much smaller than what you've seen on television, I still donate tons of stuff. So you can only eat so much, you can only use so much shampoo, you know, for a family, you know. So it's not realistic at all.
So
the only good thing about it is it has gotten people questioning it, couponing more, and it's brought it back into the forefront. People are now saving, a lot more people are saving money.
So now there are tons and tons of couponing sites, and there are probably a dozen or so promo code collection sites. And then there's in the App Store, it just seems like there are hundreds of different couponing apps. What are some of the good ones?
Well, for grocery shopping, the best coupon apps are Ibotta. There's Snap, which is run by Groupon, Saving Star, Checkout 51, MobiSave. Those are all great apps. Some of them are they act like rebate apps. So, in other words, you can use coupons in the store, and then it's like getting a rebate back for the product. Some of them, like Ibotta, Checkout 51, MobiSave, you need to take pictures of your receipt after you make the purchase. And it's really easy to do. And once they verify it, then you get the money put into your account. And Saving Star does not require you to upload your receipt on your phone. That one, you select the item, and then it's connected to your loyalty card for the store. So if you've bought the item, it registers that you've bought the item, and then it just deposits the money into your account. And then you just take them, usually by PayPal, or they send you a check. It's really very easy.
Now, with websites like Amazon and the new website called Jet.com, and then we've got Costco online and Walmart. I mean, everybody's online.
Right.
And you talk about going actually physically to a store. Can you use any of these coupons at any of the online shopping sites?
Well, you can't use manufacturer's coupons, but sites like Amazon has their own coupons on the site that you can clip before you shop.
Melanie takes extra care to buy exactly what is necessary.
I only buy what I need, so I only use one cart. I'm only a family of five. One cart is more than enough to fill, you know, my shopping cart for the week. And again, I'm only really buying things that I'm actually using within that month or the next month or two. Some people out there are like couponing where they're stacking up like, you know, tons and tons of items that they're keeping in their house for weeks and months. You know, I'm really buying what's on sale and trying to kind of buy in advance and keep a little bit of an overstock in my home. But there's nothing where like I need an extra room in my home to hold it. Well, if I'm doing food shopping, I can purchase, let's say, $300 worth of groceries for maybe $50 out of my pocket.
Saving big bucks on your grocery bill is hard work. It takes lots of planning and careful execution. Plus, according to Cindy, don't expect any changes in your bank account overnight.
People have to just know that there is a learning curve, and it will take time for you to save money. Because you need, part of it is that you need to have that stockpile. And that is the part that dictates how much you're going to pay. So as you stock up on things, your price points start getting lower. It takes about 4 weeks for you to start seeing some savings. Because as you're stocking up on products at better pricing, your price points, you get more picky as to what you're going to pay. You wound up forcing the prices down because you have stock. So it does take time. And by about 3 months, all you're doing is buying free stuff during the week that you need to replenish your stockpile and just your meat and produce.
And we all love free stuff.
Yes.
Speaking of free, thanks for listening to this podcast. and I invite you to listen to my weekly radio show on more than 400 radio stations across the country and every ship at sea on Armed Forces Radio. To find your local radio station, head over to my website. Hit the link that says Find Your Station. See, some things online make total sense. The web address is simple. Commando.com. KOMANDO.com. And funny how this works, but I'm Kim Commando.
This Commando On Demand podcast is brought to you in part by Simply Safe Home Security. 24/7 award-winning professional monitoring for just $15 a month and no long-term contract. Go to SimplySafeKim.com to get 10% off. SimplySafeKim.com.